mean it. I can see into the man's mind. I know what drives him, and I understand it completely. There's a beauty to mathematics, Watson, a joyful symmetry, an ultimate perfection for those who can find it. It teaches the value of order and logic and clarity, eh? Well, in our different ways, we've both followed the same path, Moriarty and I.
I can't accept that.
Oh, it's perfectly true. We both try to impose a certain order on a chaotic world. Well, if my path was by combating evil and his by embracing it, that's a small enough difference among so many similarities.
Holmes, you're talking about a man whose record is black with unutterable infamies.
Started writing it up already,
have you? I've given it some thought.
I think, Watson, I might say that I've not lived wholly in vain.
Oh, my dear chap.
If my record were closed tonight, I could survey it with equanimity. The air of London is the sweeter for my presence. In over 1,000 cases, I'm not aware that I've ever used my powers on the wrong side.
Of course not.
And now I face the most dangerous and capable criminal in Europe. Your memoirs will draw to an end, Watson, on the day I crown my career by terminating his activities.
You really plan to retire?
My retirement would be a price I'd willingly pay.
Oh! What a beautiful evening.
Yes, indeed. This air is incredibly clear. The stars will be glorious tonight.
Yes, I've often thought that I should have used my powers to look into the problems of nature.
Rather than those of society, you mean?
Superficial problems of an artificial state.
But think of the injustices you've fought. Think of the people you've helped. It's not only London. If you'd followed a different line, the world would have been the poorer.
Thank you, my friend.
Herr Steiner, this is a most excellent breakfast.
Dr. Watson, you are too kind.
Ham is superb.
It is cured by my own hand.
Ah.
Please to take as much as you wish.
Thank you.
Tell me, Herr Steiner, did you enjoy your years at the Grosvenor Hotel?
One was certainly, Herr Holmes. A very happy time. But this is wunderlich. You are a mind reader. Herr Doctor, he is a mind reader.
Oh, you're not the first to think so, Herr Steiner.
But how did you know?
Wasn't?
Well, let me see. Your English is excellent, of course.
You are most kind.
And you serve from the left and clear from the right, as an English waiter does.
It is the only correct method.
But I can't see how you knew about the Grosvenor Hotel in particular.
Mind reading?
No, nothing so esoteric. Only at the Grosvenor could you have learned the recipe for last night's fricandeau of veal. The sauce is quite unmistakable. I must say, I'm surprised that Monsieur Remarque divulged it to you.
He was my very good friend. It was his gift to me on his retirement. Herr Holmes, you are unglaublich, unbelievable. Gentlemen, for years to come, my guests, they shall be told of this, the Englishman who sees my life story in his fricandeau of veal. This is good, is it not? To hear you laugh so in my hotel, it makes me content. You are content also, Herr Holmes?
Yes, Herr Steiner. I am content.
Gentlemen, everything was well?
Yes, everything was very well, thank you.
And what are your plans for today?
What do you suggest?
The walk across the hills to Rosenau is very popular. A little village, most beautiful.
What? Sounds ideal. Work up some of last night's dinner, not to mention breakfast.
Then Rosenlaue? It is. But on no account must you go straight there.
Why ever not?
Because you must make this small detour on the journey. Have you a guidebook?
Here.
Thank you. Yes. Here, you see. Here you must go.
But why?
Because your life will not be complete until you have seen the great falls of Reichenbach.